Our next article is called The Lutheran Oskar Schindler, Pastor Saves Hundreds of Hungarian Jews. And it's written by Ronald Bullis, who is a pastor in the Presbyterian Church for 40 years. Lovely and historic Budapest was a very different place in 1944. The German army invaded Hungary early that year, and months later, the country's fascist, anti-Semitic Arrow Cross Party took control of the government. According to the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum, 440,000 Hungarian Jews were deported from May through July 1944 alone, and most of them died in the gas chambers. One poignant reminder of those years is the long row of iron shoes displayed along the Danube River in Budapest. Known as the Shoes on the Danube Bank, the memorial honors the murder victims of the Arrow Cross militia during the German occupation. According to History.com, 565,000 Hungarian Jews were killed, which left Budapest with the sole remaining Jewish community. Yet amid all that darkness, Lutheran pastor Gabor Zelo inspired quite different monuments. One such memorial in Budapest today reads, "Gabor Zelo, Lutheran pastor, saved with God's help around 2,000 children and adults during the rule of the fascist Arrow Cross Party, and later gave the orphans a home, faith, and dignity. He was a true Lutheran who represented God's love in the darkest time in history," said Dora Laborski, author of We Were Zelo Children. It's based on firsthand interviews with the now-grown children saved by this man, who is sometimes called the Lutheran Oskar Schindler. Zelo's ministry emphasized both faith and practice. From the beginning, his work focused on human need, and after his theological training, he directed a high school where democratic and student integrity were encouraged. After the Nazis invaded Hungary, both Zelo's life and that of his country changed abruptly, but he always sought to follow Christ in times of peace and war. These were horrific and dangerous times, not only for the victims of the Holocaust, but also for those trying to help them. People defying the Nazis were imprisoned or killed. Despite all of this danger, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Hungary worked through the Protestant Good Shepherd community, which he oversaw, to rescue abandoned Jewish children. The Good Shepherd Committee, begun to aid the families of men who had been thrown into forced labor camps, eventually established 32 homes to house the Jewish children. The committee provided false documents attesting that the children were Christians so that the Nazis wouldn't recapture them. Later, he opened up the committee's work to include imperiled Jews of all ages. The trauma of Budapest's Jewish population was far from over, and neither was his work. At the end of 1944, the Soviet army attacked the Germans in Hungary and besieged Budapest. The ensuing bombardments destroyed most homes there. In response, he and his wife brought 33 children into their own home. He enlisted several friends and relatives in the housing effort and established the Pax, which is Latin for peace, hospice system for orphan children. Even those efforts were too small to meet the needs of some 200 orphan, desperate, and dispossessed children, most of them Jewish. In 1945, while the Soviets controlled Hungary, he found an abandoned villa in a less bombed-out area of Budapest. The number of children who found shelter there grew, including those categorized as class aliens under the communist regime. Pax enabled large numbers of youth and children to be served in many more ways. Although the system's 30 hospice homes were illegal when he established them, the Hungarian government nationalized them in 1950. After Pax passed into Hungarian government's control, he returned to church work and doing similar service. He began organizing hospices for people with physical or cognitive disabilities or who were orphaned or dispossessed by the war. Altogether, he saved about 1,600 Jewish children and 400 adults. 2 years before his death in 1974, he was the first Hungarian awarded the Yad Vashem Righteous Among Nations honorific, given by the State of Israel to non-Jews who had aided Jews during the Holocaust. He did not see where the person came from. He only saw that he or she is a unique creature of God and needs his protection, Liborsky said. He also taught them, those very traumatized children, how they can live together under God's wings. They're all brothers and sisters, and this attitude is very needed today. The now grown children of this man who called him the good pastor or the one true man are making sure his legacy endures. The Gabor Tselo Foundation for the Support of Children and Youth was established by his former pupils, wards, and co-workers to aid youth at social institutions as they prepare for independent lives. The foundation has served hundreds of young people in its first years. The Zatello children also worked to erect a monument to Zatello that now stands in Budapest's main square. V. Tamás, whose brother was a Zatello child, created the statue. Zatello didn't have the power or the fame, but he had a passion wide enough to grasp the forsaken and deep enough to embrace the forgotten. His example inspires Lutherans and others to this day.